Wrist fingers bend. This lesson is about improving coordination of movements in the wrist and fingers. Now, decide which hand you're going to work with and arrange yourself comfortably. Have it so your arm is comfortably supported, your forearm is comfortably supported, and your hand is free to move. If you're sitting in a chair, for example, you can rest your forearm on your thigh. Or sitting at a table, you could rest your elbow on the table with the forearm upright. Or lying on your back on the floor, rest your elbow on the floor with the forearm upright. And start out with the wrist fairly straight, that is, the hand is roughly in line with the forearm, but loose and easy. Now, make some observations. Observe the hand that you're going to be working with. How does it feel right now? What's the position of the fingers and the thumb and the shape of them? And how do you feel overall? And then do some little movements of the hand, the fingers. Just move the hand, the fingers around a little bit just to feel how your hand and fingers are moving right now. Okay. And now, in particular, could you bend the hand at the wrist? Bend it forward. So this means the palm of your hand moves towards the inside of your forearm. That's the less hairy side. Several times. So that's, we'll call this bending the hand forwards at the wrist. As you do that, do the fingers move or change shape or change position? Okay, then pause. And now move the hand the other way. Move the back of the hand towards the outside, the more hairy side of the forearm. So this is moving the hand backwards, we'll call this. And do that several times. And again, notice the fingers are just, we're just letting them be neutral. Maybe they change shape or position just from the movement you're doing in the wrist. And then continue on moving the hand forwards and backwards, just bending at the wrist forwards and backwards several times, nice and easy, slowly, gently. Do you notice which is easier for you, to take the hand forwards or backwards? Okay, and now pause, rest for a moment. And now we'll do some movements of the fingers and thumb. Straighten out the fingers and thumb as if you're trying to bend them backwards. Several times, straightening the fingers out and release several times. Okay, then pause and curl them forwards towards the palm of the hand, making a loose fist. Curl the fingers, thumb forwards, loosely making a fist and release, and do that several times. And then go back and forth, moving between the fingers and thumbs straightening out and curling in. Nice and easy. And which is easier for you, to curl them in or straighten them out? And by the way, is there any change at the wrist as you change the position of the fingers? And then pause and have a little rest again. Now, bend the hand forwards at the wrist and stay there. Keep the hand bent forward, and in that position, straighten out the fingers and release them several times. So holding the hand bent forward at the wrist, and you straighten the fingers and release. Discover what that's like. And then still in that same position, bent forwards at the wrist, curl the fingers, make a loose fist, and release several times. And then go back and forth with the fingers, straightening the fingers and curling the fingers gently, easily, slowly, while holding the hand bent forward at the wrist. When you're bent at the wrist in this position, which action is easier, to curl the fingers or to straighten them out? Okay, then pause. And now bend the hand backwards the other way. Bend the hand backwards at the wrist and hold that position. And again, with the fingers, try first of all straightening them and then releasing several times. And then still holding the hand bent backwards, curl the fingers. Curl them into a loose fist. And then go back and forth with the fingers between straightened out fingers and curled fingers while you're holding the wrist in this position. And again, which is easier for you to do with the fingers while the hand is held backwards like this? Okay, and then release all that, have a rest. Now, straighten the fingers and hold them straight. Straighten fingers and thumb, straighten them out, hold them straight, and now bend forwards at the wrist. Bend the hand forwards at the wrist and release a few times while you hold the fingers straight. And then bend backwards at the wrist a few times, again, still holding the fingers straight. And then go back and forth at the wrist. Bend the hand forwards and backwards all the time you're holding the fingers, thumb straight. Okay, then pause. And now curl the fingers in. Make a loose fist and hold that position with the fingers. And bend forwards at the wrist. Bend the hand forwards at the wrist and release a few times. Then bend backwards at the wrist a few times while you're holding the fingers curled. And then go back and forth at the wrist, bending the hand forwards and backwards at the wrist while you keep the fingers curled into that loose fist. And do you notice if is one direction easier than the other while you hold the fingers like this? Okay, and then pause, have a rest again. And now we're going to do movements of the wrist and the fingers at the same time. First of all, bend forwards at the wrist and also straighten out the fingers. And then bend backwards at the wrist and curl the fingers. And go back and forth like this. See if you can work out this coordination, that you, as the hand bends forward, the fingers straighten out. As the hand bends backwards, the fingers curl in. Just find out what it's like to do that particular coordination. Now pause, and we'll change to another coordination, which is as the hand bends forwards at the wrist, the fingers curl in. So it's like the hand goes forward and the fingers go forwards. And then as you bend the hand backwards, you take the fingers backwards as well. You straighten out the fingers. Try that arrangement, see what that's like. Curl the fingers, bend the hand forwards at the wrist, straighten out the fingers, bend the hand backwards at the wrist. What's that like? Do that a few times. Now go back to the first way we just did, which is to have, as the hand bends forward, the fingers straighten out. As the hand bends back, the fingers curl in. And maybe I wonder if this is more harmonious. This is an easier coordination between the fingers and the wrist. Try either coordination a few times, just comparing them, and just either way make it just a very easy movement. Soft fingers, soft hand. Okay, and that's enough. Have a rest. Just go back, observe how your hand feels now, the hand you've been working with, how the fingers are, and your whole self. How are you feeling? And then do some little movements of this hand that you've been working with. Just move the hand around a little bit, the fingers, feel how that hand is moving now. Maybe it's softened up, is a bit more mobile. Compare with the other hand, the one you haven't been moving. Move the hand, the fingers around. Is it different? And also just pause and observe the other hand, how the hand feels, the shape of the fingers and how you feel in the fingers and thumb. And observe your whole self on the right side and on the left side. It could be that the movements you've done with one hand, actually the effect spreads to other parts of yourself on that side. Okay, and then when you're ready, slowly stand up, walk around, notice any interesting differences that you notice. Thank you. Goodbye.